Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Tzadik. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Kamen Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah Kol Midah Shebemikdash. Whenever we speak about a vessel that was used in the Beis Hamikdash to measure different types of measurements, as we've been discussing quite extensively in our Perek, teaches us they were always Nikdashos. As we spoke about at the beginning of the Perek, the definition of Nikdashos is that they were overfilled. And says the Mishnah, Chutz Shel Kohen Gadol, the keli that was used for the Isorin of the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Shai Gadshai L'Toichai, that it was that the entire mount that they used for the measuring the flour were all inside. It's important to point out that in our perek we've learned two different words. We've learned the word goydish, and we learned goydish and berutzim. And even though they sound the same, they're not the same. The halacha is that the midas, when we speak about goydish, we're speaking about something that is unheaped on top of the keli, but is not poured over to the sides. When we speak about birutzim, we speak about something that not only is it on top of the keli, but it actually overflows to the sides. And the Mishnah and the Gemara we're going to be learning teach us different halachas when we about the midas halach, a keli that's used for liquid versus a keli that's used for liquid versus a keli that's used for dry. Says the Gemara, midas lach, when we speak about a keli that's used for liquid, b'ritzayim, the goydish is koydish, or midas hayovish, when we speak about a midas hayovish, there the halacha is different. And by the midas hayovish, the halacha is that the b'ritzayim achol, that they're not considered kodesh. Rav Kiva says midas halach. When we speak about a keli that's used for lach, kodesh, the keli itself is kodesh, and since the keli itself is kodesh, therefore lefika b'ritzayim kodesh. Because the simple pshat is that whatever is in the keli, whatever overflows from the keli, was first in the keli. And then afterwards, it pours out. But once it was in the keli, and we just finished saying that everything in the keli is considered kodesh, so everything in the keli is considered kodesh. Since everything in the keli is considered kodesh, so that's why the halacha will be that it's kodesh even when it spills out. But midas hayavish, when we speak about the kli that's used for yavish, there the keli is not ischol, is not a kli, kodesh. And therefore, even if something poured in and then spills out, it's lefikach, that won't make a kodesh. And therefore, halach is lefikach b'rutzeim kol. That's why what pours out is not kodesh, because it did not spill out from a keli that's kodesh. It's interesting to point out that our Mishnah is speaking about Brutseim. Our Mishnah is focused on a keli that's used and overfilled. And the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed has a most interesting discussion. He says, somebody's bringing Shalach Manas to somebody who he has to show respect to. And he could bring it in a bigger dish, in a bigger keli, but since he only is limited and how much he's bringing, he can't have it overfilled. And he could bring it in a smaller keli, but then it will be overfilled. And the question is, what is preferable? Should you use the smaller keli that looks very full, or should you use the bigger keli that holds more, that doesn't look overfilled? So he says, he quotes from the Ben Yoyada, a very interesting medrash. The medrash says that there was somebody that bought a smaller amount of grapes as a gift to the king. It was a smaller vessel, and he filled it up. And filled it up with grapes. And the king told the person, the king told the person that he should give, that he told his people they should give him the value, he should give them the value in gold of the grapes. And the other person who brought in the big keli should be given the value of grapes. And they asked the king, what's the reason? So he says, and on the contrary, people said to the king, there were actually more grapes in the big keli, just not overfilled, than in the small keli, which was overfilled. So he says, the king said that this person who brought just a full keli, but did not overfill it, obviously did not really, was just bringing whatever he brought to fulfill whatever obligation he had. The person who brought the smaller keli obviously knew that he's limited. But what was he doing? He was thinking about me. And he was thinking, how does this show more honor to the king? And he said that if I bring an overfilled keli, it shows more honor to the king. And therefore the king said, part of the gift that's given to him is to pay attention to how the gift was given. The question that I saw that the Chashukei Chemed also discusses, we know that where we have Sheva Brachas, when we give Sheva Brachas, that the halach is we fill up two cups. And the filling up the cup for one for Brichas HaMazon, one for the Sheva Brachas, and then we give the Chasan and Kala to drink from those cups of wine. So is it appropriate, he discusses, to overfill those cups with wine? Or maybe if you're going to overfill the cup with wine, you're going to make a mess, and it's maybe not that responsible. It may be about tashchis. And what's the halacha? So he quotes the Rama in Hilchos Havdalah, Siman Reish Tzadik Vav Sif Aleph, that says, Noeg in Lishpach Mekosh L'Yayin Al Oretz, that we pour the cup of wine that we make Havdalah, and we overfill it, because he says, the Chazal teach us, Kabay Shlai Nishbach B'Yayin K'mayim, any home in which wine is not spilled like water, ain't by Siman Bracha, it's not a Siman Bracha. V'Oisikein L'Siman Toi B'Tchil S'Shvua, and the beginning of the week when we make Havdalah, we want to make that good Siman. And the Mishnah Brura says that even though the halacha is that we should do so, we should try not to just waste wine. But as much as we see that we have to try to be careful not to waste the wine, nobody suggests we shouldn't do it. Because as we've been saying, showing that you're overpouring is showing that you respect that this situation of pouring is something that's important to you. And therefore, it's something that always, that should always be something that should always be attempted to be done. Says the Gemara, continues the Mishnah, the fika midas yavish chal, the fika burtzein chal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says the difference between the berutzim of a liquid and the berutzim of yavish, lo mishum zeh, that is not the reason. El shalach nekar, as we said earlier, when you pour in liquid into a glass, into a cup, into a receptacle, it pours over. So it was first inside. Whereas yavish in a necker, that's not what happened. When you pour something that's a solid on top of something that's a solid, it remains on top. It's not something that's put on top. And because that's the reason, that's why you don't have to worry that it was in a Kli Kodesh. And because it was in a Kli Kodesh, we have to be concerned. Says the Gemara, Mani, asked the Gemara that the Mishnah said that whenever we did measuring in the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Keli have a Goydish, besides by the Chavite of the Kohen Gadol. And the Mishnah went on to differentiate between Midas Halach and Midas HaYavish, and asked the Gemara, Mani, who is the Tanabah Mishnah? Ira Meir, if it's following the opinion of Rameya, says we go back to the beginning of our perek on that pezayin, where we left at the beginning of the perek. The Rameya's opinion was that the Mishnah said there were two isarins. There was only one chad gaidish. One was a gaidish, and one was a mechuka. It says the Gemara. So how does our Mishnah say that everything was gaidish when Ramei clearly taught us at the beginning of the perek that there were two kalim? One was mochuk and one was gaidish. Our Mishnah seems to say that everything was gaidish. Vi Rabbanim, and if we want to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Rabbanim, it's even more complicated because their opinion is chada, there was only one keli, or mochukava, and it was mochuk. And here he's saying that there was an Amish that says it was godish. Answers the Gemara, Amish that follows the opinion of Rameya, ma kol midos, what does it mean? It's kol medidos, that when they measure the shloish esroinim for the power, or the shnei esroinim la'ayil, or the esroin echel la'kaves, they always used midos that were negdashes. Yes, there are times that they use mochuk, but what the Gemara is teaching us is that typically, what they used was something that was godish, and that is what was taught in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, midas halach. So we learned in our Mishnah the midas halach brutseim kodesh. When we speak about midas halach, there we said the brutseim kodesh. When the Mishkan was originally built, Moshe Rabbeinu anointed all of the kalim, as we said many times, with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Maram Mesach Teshvus, Daf Tez Vav Amanav, says that in future generations, they didn't do so. Avedosom Mechan Chosom. Using those kalim is what was Magdish those kalim. The Tanakam Va'am Mishnah says that the liquid cups used in the Beis HaMikdash, not only will Mekadosh what's inside the vessel, but even what overflow becomes Kodesh. Because, we have to explain that the outside, as we're going to learn, of the Kalim were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore the liquid that touches the outside becomes Kodesh. But the question is, that we could say with the Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, that he anointed not just the inside, but the outside as well. But what about the kalim that we just referenced from the Gemara Masech Teshuvos, that in future years, they only get kodesh from Avodasam Mechan Chosam? How does the outside of those kalim become kodesh? The Keren Ayra, the Rishash, and the Lekutei Halachos says that whatever the Shemen HaMishka accomplished, which we're saying now, what that means is that the Shemen HaMishka accomplished that whatever was anointed from the outside becomes Kodesh. Avedosa Mechan Chosom accomplishes the same. And since Avedosa Mechan Chosom accomplishes the same, so when you filled up the Keli with liquid and it overflowed, what that accomplishes is that whatever overflow touches the outside of the Keli becomes Keli through comes Kodesh, with saying Avedosa Mechan Chosom. So we learned in the Mishnah, Midas Halach Brutseim Kodesh, or Midas Hayavish Brutseim Choyl, Rav Kiva, I'm a Midas Halach Kodesh, Lefika Brutseim Kodesh, Midas Hayavish Chol, Lefika Brutseim Chol, and Rav Yossi, I'm a Lomish Mzeh, Lashe Halach Necker, Vayavish Einen Necker. Ask the Gemara, essentially, Rav Kiva and Rav Yossi are saying, the Tanakam Rav Kiva Rav Yossi, what are they arguing? What is the practical? What is their machloikis? But Mike Kavivki says the Gemara, Tanakam Sova, as we just finished explaining, that Midas Halach Nimshecha Beimim Efnim Emechutz, it was anointed both from the inside and from the outside, and therefore the Brutseim are Kodesh. Midas Hayavish was Nimshecha Beimim Efnim V'loi Nimshecha Beimim Echutz, and therefore only by the Midas Halach is the outside kodesh, not by the midas hayavish. Rekivas of midas halach nimshcha beim mefnim mechutz. Midas hayavish lo nimshcha lo kolaker. And therefore, what is inside the keli is kodesh. Anything that's not inside the keli will not be kodesh. And what that would mean is that even something that's on the rim, as we spoke at the beginning of our shir, the difference between the Kodesh and the Brutzum will also not be Kodesh. Because nothing touch, only what needs is needed is Kodesh. Something that's the rim, for example, will not be Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Sover, Idi V'Idi, both the Midas HaYavish and Midas HaLach, Nimshechu B'Befnev Lo Nimshechu B'Chutz. So why is the, if that's the case, that they both only had Meshicha from the inside, so then why is the Kodesh, the Berutzim, of the Midas HaLach Kodesh, says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yossi explains to us, why by Midas HaLach the outside is Kodesh, the Lach Necker Megavad the Monika, so the Lach is inside and then pours over, Yavishnei the Necker, but that isn't what happens with a dry measure, So ask the Rishonim, if according to Rabbi Akiva, as we just studied, Rabbi Akiva says that the Midas HaYavish Leinuskatsha Kalikar, so then why is what's put into it Kodesh? So Rashi explains that what are we putting into the Keli Yavish? We're putting in the Isoran flour that we speak about all the time. And the Isoran flour, there's a Kedushas HaPeh. And the Kedushas HaPeh, that gives it a Kedusha. The Karen Ira, in trying to understand what Rashi explains, goes into a discussion, since it only had a Kedushas Peh, and it doesn't have a Kedusha because it was in the Kli Sharis, will that make a difference what type of Kedusha will it have? Will it have only Kedushas Damim, or will it have a full-fledged Kedushas Aguf? Ask the Gemara, so Rabbi Yossi has been explaining that how do we understand the Midas HaLach, because it was first inside, and then it poured out. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, v'chineka mayhavi, why should that make a difference? When the person poured into this keli, what was his intention? His intention was that what is needed, is needed, and what's not needed is not needed. So even though it poured out, that it didn't have it touched, it shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara Amar of Dimi Shinana Bar Shishna Bar Mishmei the Rav Zayis Emeres Klisharis Mekadshin. Once something is in a Klisharis, it's Mekadosh Loi Medas, even if there was no intention. And as the Chazon Ish points out, he had no intention to be Magdish what's inside. That is the power of the Klisharis, that it gives it a Kedusha by itself. And again, there's a discussion what type of a Kedusha is a Kedusha Saguf or Kedusha Stamim. His opinion is nothing can become Kaddish, it only with Das. And I saw a very nice raya to this. It goes back to something we mentioned early in the shir. We said that the original Kedusha that all Klisharis got was through Moshe Rabbeinu anointing them. And Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, his intention was to be Mekadosh with the anointing, only what he intended to be Mekadosh, nothing else. So if there's no Das, it can't become Kaddish. But why is the halacha that what's outside of the Kli Sharis is Kaddish? Because of a new Gzeru. Gzeru Shema Yomer Mitzim Kli Sharis L'chol. People will see that something was in the Kli Sharis. They're going to see the liquid of these Kalim were in the Kli Sharis. And now they're going to see that people are using it not as Kodesh. And they're going to assume that just because something's put in the Kli Sharis, even Bedas doesn't make it Kodesh. In order to avoid that mistake, what Chazal said was that anything that's in a Kli Sharis, a liquid which is in a Kli Sharis, that the halacha is, should become Kodesh, that in order that nobody should make this error. Moshe Rav Zeira asked the Gemara, we're going to learn in a Mishnah in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Kuf Omer Aleph, where it speaks about the Shulchan and the Lechem upon him. And the Mishnah over there discusses a situation where the halacha is that the Lechem upon him is supposed to be filled every Shabbos and keep the Lechem there till next Shabbos. But what happened, the Mishnah discusses, the Siddur Salachim is a Bezichon L'Achar Shabbos. The Shulchan was only, the Lechem was put in only after Shabbos. Victor says Bezichon B'Shabbos, and they burnt the Bezichon next Shabbos, Psula. So everything becomes possible, because the Lechem was not in the Shulchan for the required amount of time, the full 7 days. So what should you do to avoid this, says the Mishnah Ketzer Yasa? Yenechena, the Shabbos Abba. What we should do is that leave it for the week after. Why did you have a problem of Lina, that you kept it there too long? Says the Mishnah, Shafilu al Shulchan Yamin Rabim, even though it was kept on the Shulchan so many days, Emekach Klum, it doesn't bother us. And therefore, just leave it for almost 2 weeks. Vamai, why would that be halacha? Hasan nami lema, why should we not be concerned, like people are going to say, Gzeirah shemi yomru, smafkidim klisharis, you can leave things in the klisharis, and the halacha of lina will not be applicable. Answers the Gemara, panim achutz karamis, I don't understand your question, he says. Panim, when we're speaking about the klisharis, and things that are put into klisharis, it's a legitimate question. The reason it's a legitimate question, a legitimate concern, is because when we speak about something that's done in outside, people see this. And because people see it, they will make a mistake and think that you could take something from klisharis and treat it as chol. Whereas somebody who is doing in the shulchan, which is done in the Beis HaMikdash, something that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, what happens in the Beis HaMikdash, not everybody sees. But what happens inside the Beis HaMikdash, everybody sees, and therefore, because everybody sees, they're not going to make that mistake. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah says in Masechet Shkolim, Mois Nesachim, if you had money that was designated for the Nesachim, the halacha is L'Keitz HaMizbeach. You buy with that karbonis that they should have for the Mizbeach. They never wanted the Mizbeach to be left unused, so they used that money to buy carbon oils for the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, my Mois Nesachim. What is the definition of Mois Nesachim? Says the Gemara of Chia by Yosef Mabrutse Midos, that if you overfilled and you didn't need everything, that was the Mois Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan Kaiser Shininu have Mekabel of Lasapik Saltus. He has a whole different definition. The Mishnah we're going to learn, we learned in Masechet Shkolim, says that the Beis Hamikdash administrator would buy flour, would contract flour. And let's say he contracted flour, me arba, that you're going to get 4 saw of flour for a seller. That will be the price they're paying. And what happened was that the price of flour went up. V'omdu b'sholosh. And now the price of flour, you only get 3 saw for a seller. The loch is that the contract that was entered to has been honored, Yusapik Ba'arba. And the reason is, as we often have learned Baba Metzia and other places, is that does Kesef alone create a Kenyan? There's a very big discussion that can a Kenyan be accomplished just with Kesef? And normally the halacha is throughout Shas that Kesef cannot that Kesef itself cannot make a Kenyan. But for Hegdish, the halacha is that Kesef can accomplish a Kenyan. And therefore, that contract that was entered to must be honored. However, let's say it was vice versa. The contract that the Beis HaMikdash entered to was Misholish, that you can get 3 saw for a seller, and then the Omdu Ma'arba, and then it went up to 4 saw a seller, so the price of flour dropped. Misapik Ba'arba, that Hegdish will get the new cheaper price. Shiad Hegdash El Yoyna. The loch is the jet, because we don't want to have, just the way we learned the Masechet Shkolim, we don't want that Hegdash should be treated worse than a Hegit. What does that mean? If a Hegit entered into such an agreement the halacha is, since it was only with kesef, so as we just finished explaining, he would be able to back out. So we don't want to have, says the Gemara, a situation where hegdish should be treated worse than a hegdish, where a hegdish would be able to back out of a deal, and hegdish will not be able to back out of the deal. So that's going to, so now we have a situation where there was profit to hegdish, and that's what the Gemara says is what's called the mois and the sochem. So we had two different explanations of what the mois and the sochem were, and says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosid Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, there's a brisa that supports Rav Chiya Bar Yosef's opinion, and Tanya Kavosid Rav Yochanan, there's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And the Gemara explains, Tanya Kavosid Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Berutze Midas Halalu, Ma'ayah Yosef Mehem, Im Yesh Soich Acher, Im Yesef Acher, if there's another carbon, Yikvu Imay, that should be brought. Vim Lanu, if they're left over, then Yifsu Belina. Then they, Vilanu, they're left, they become possible Lina. Vimlav, if not, if there's no other carbon that we need this flour for, or lick or oil for, or wine for, so we should use it, Mekitz Benes Mizbeach, we should use it for oil's Ketz Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, V'kaitzeh Mahu, how is the Oilus Ketz Mizbeach treated? Says the Gemara, Oilus, they're brought as a carbon oiler. Habos L'Shem, the boss is brought to Hashem, V'Oilus L'Kahanim. And the Rishonim explain, we always know that the skin of the carbon oiler goes to the Kahanim. What? Why does it have to say this halacha special? Because since this carbon oiler came from money which is hegdish, so since it came from money that's hegdish, maybe we would assume that even the iris belonged to hegdish. That's why we learn that that's not the case. But says the Gemara Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa that Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan a kabbal of the sapik saltos. If somebody agreed to the give flour, to buy flour at the rate of arba, four sof a seller, and then the price changes, the samdu mishalish, and they get more expensive, masapik ma'arba. They have to honor that contract. A mishalish, but if you made, was more expensive, and then the amdu ma'arba, masapik ma'arba, then you have to give, then hegdish gets the better price. Because as we said, yad hegdish al yonai, we never want to see hegdish lose. Zeh, and that says this price is what we spent, where we meant when we said mois nesachim l'ketzim mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, kol kabonos hatzibur v'yochid. We begin now the sugyas about nesachim. We've been speaking about nesachim, the michas nesachim that come with kabonos, and now we begin speaking which kabonos have michas nesachim and which don't. So it says the Mishnah, kol kabonos hatzibur v'yochid, tunim nesachim. They all have nesachim, chutzma bechor, the bechor, v'maiser, every tenth animal is separated as meiser, and it's essentially treated like a shlomim, where the meat is the zrikas adam, and emer burnt, and the most of the meat is eaten by the owner. But Pesach, we know every Pesach we have to bring a carbon Pesach. V'chatos v'osham el shelch ela shechatos shel mitzoyroi v'shamay. The chatos that a mitzvah brings and the carbon oshem that a mitzvah brings are exception to the rule. For tunim nesachim, they require nesachim. Says the Matan Arbon and the Brisa teaches us. The pasuk says, "V'davar b'nei Yisrael v'mat alem kisuvayel eretz mashvesechem ash asher noisim lachem v'sisim ishla Hashem oylo yizavach l'fal another on the dava on meredechem lasis roich nechayach l'Hashem v'nabokem etzayin." Says the Gemara. The pasuk says, Vasisem Ishal Hashem, Yochol Kol Oilul Ishim, the halacha is that the carbon oil that's burnt should be burnt, Yitan Sochim, even Mincha, that the halacha should be by Mincha, also should have Amichas Nesachim. I did see that the Rajba suggests that the Gemara never thought that we should have to bring Michas Nesachim with a Mincha. It's really just redundant. We're already bringing flour. And rather, he suggests that what the Gemara assumed was that we should bring have to bring wine with a carbon Mincha. Tamalayma Oila, that not every carbon requires Nesachim, only the carbon Oila. Shlomo Menayim. How do we know that carbon shlom requires nesachim? Tamaloyma zevach. Toida benayin. How do we know that this halach applies to carbon toida? Tamaloyma oy zevach. Yochash nimaber. Maybe that would teach us that we should include apachara mais for pesach v'chatzis for osham. Tamaloyma lefala neder benedava. So we learn from here. Bob neder benedava. A carbon which is a type of carbon which can be donated has a chiv. Torn Nesachim, has a chiv of Nesachim, whereas ain't bar b'nedim b'davar, if it doesn't come b'nedim b'davar, then ain't a ton Nesachim, it doesn't require Nesachim. Mashma, so says the Gemara, l'hoitzi yaseilu, we've now eliminated the b'chor, the mais, the pesach, chatzis, osham, because these are kabonis that are not donated. So we would think that we should not have to bring kabbonis that are brought on yontif because you're mechuyv to bring them on yontif. Or my new, and what would that include? The oil suriya and the shalmi chagiga, which are brought on yontif. The halacha is that the Gemara teaches us, shalosh mitzvos asei, Nitzdava Yisrael b'chol regel m'shloish shariya golem. Three mitzvahs are say that every Jew obligated in every one of shloish shariya golem. Elein ariya, chagiga v'asimcha. The ariya is that when somebody comes to the Azorah on the first day of Yontif, he has to bring a carbon oilus ariya. It can be brought either from a bird or from an animal. The chagiga is a carbon shlamim, A chagiga is a carbon shlom that a person brings when he's on yontif. And simcha is that one wants to eat meat on yontif, he should bring karbonis and get the meat and use that meat for eating meat on yontif. The Tosis points out that the Gemara could have also mentioned the kifsi etzeris, which are brought on shvuas. Just he says, the Gemara preferred to mention these kabbonis, because these are kabbonis that are brought on every yontif. The kifsi atzeres are only brought on shvuas. The Karen Oira says that the reason the kifsi atzeres was not mentioned, the halacha is that the kifsi atzeres are like the carbon musaf. And he suggests that just like the carbon musaf on yontif requires Nesachim, this too will require Nesachim. So the Gemara is suggesting, since, as we just finished explaining, we're obligated to bring all these kabbonis on Yontif, maybe the halacha is that we should be obligated to bring the Nesachim with these kabbonis. Tamalayma oibe medeichem, kol abom, these are not donated carbons, and anything that's not a donated carbon doesn't have nesachim. Tamaloyma oyve medeichem. To learn from here, kol habav medeichem. Any carbon that's brought on a yontif, the halacha is ton nesachim has to have nesachim. Mashma lahavis eila. So we would say, from here we're learning that the oilus ri and the shalmi chagiga require nesachim. Maybe now we should also learn avis sirichatis, that the Siri Chattis that are brought on Yom Tovim should have Nesachim, Hoyl Uboin Chayv Beregel, that they're obligated to be brought on Yontif, and now we're saying that anything that we're obligated to bring on Yontif requires Nesachim. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, V'chisas ben Barka Oilo Ezevach L'fa'al Le'nada Shlomim L'Hashem, and the Pasuk continues, V'kriv Al-Ber Abaka Mincha Soil Shloish Esroinim Bol B'shel Chatziyahin, V'yayin Tekriv L'nesa Chatziyayin Isherei Neich L'Hashem, and it says, the pasuk that we have to bring the sochem with the ben abakar, and the question is: there's already another pasuk that says v'asisem isha oyla Hashem oyla izavak lefali neder lasis snake rechayk Hashem ben abakar menatzoyin and ben abakar beklal hoya. The ben abakar was also already included. Why v'lam yotza? Why was it mentioned separately? Lahakishlov to teach us. Man Bakka Biyokud, Bob and Devin the Dover. Ben Bakka is used for Nadin the Dover. Afko has to be a Bob and Nadin the Dover. Only the type of a carbon that could be brought as a nether or nadova requires nesachim. So therefore, the oil is shlamim that could come as oil is reiv shamachigiga. Since there are oil and shlamim that do come benedin of nadova, so that's why even though the circumstances we're speaking about on yontif, they're not coming benedin nadova. The obligatory. But they're in the family of the type of a carbon that comes b'nedim and adava, and therefore they have nesachim. The sirei chatis are not brought a carbon chatis. And as we keep on repeating, the carbon chatis is never brought as an adava. Since it's never brought as an adava, there is no halacha. There is no halacha of bringing nesachim. The pasuk continues. Lasis reich nechayek l'Hashem menabakim menatzoyin ma tamalayma l'fisha nemar. Because the pasuk says v'sisem ishal Hashem oila shemay nafila oila so'if b'mashma. We would think that any type of carbon oila, even when bought from a bird, tamalayma. The pasuk says menabakim menatzoyin. Only animals require nesachim, not birds. The divrei Rabbi Yoshia. We don't have to learn it from the words menabakim natzayin, because the pasuk says harei oim vasisem aishel Hashem oilo aizavach. For oif, he says, is not included in the category of zavach, because the definition of zavach is an animal that's killed with shechita. A bird, a bird is not killed with shechita. As we know, a bird is killed with malika, and therefore it's not in the category of zavach. V'oif ain't a zavach. Imkei matam aloyim menabakim natzayin. So according to him, according to Rabbi Yonasan, what do we learn from the words menabakim natzayin? Says the Gemara, Fishinam, the Torah teaches us in Parashas Vayikra. Adam ki yakim mekem karmel Hashem menabahem menabakim natzayin takrivu es karbanchem yochel. So we think, I'm a reilai oila. If somebody takes upon himself oila, he has to bring yavi mishneim. He has to bring two kabanas, one from the baka, one from the tzayin. Because the pasuk says menabayim menabakim atzayin tamalayim menabakar oimen atzayin. The teacher says rotz echem mevi. If you want, you could bring just one type of animal. Rotz shnei mevi. If you want, you could bring both. Rabbi Yonasan, who says the pasuk menabakim atzayin to say that we learn from this pasuk that oil could only come from bakum and tzayin, lamali kra. Why do we need that pasuk to teach us? Hamar, doesn't Rabbi Yonasan himself teach us? Where the Torah says, ki ish ish ashikalas ovivas imay mois yumas. That the pasuk, the question is, that the pasuk, does the pasuk in the simplest definition mean that you're only chai for cursing a parent, rahman tzlan, if you curse both? Because he says that if it says ova ve'imoy, the halacha is that unless the Torah would have said yachdov, which indicates you need both, then the halacha would be you need both. Without that, it means either one. So if the Torah says, and that's why by a parent, if one curses either the father or the mother, you're ready, chayiv. So that would be the same here. When the Torah Kedoshah says, menabakim menatzoyin, the halacha is, it means either one. We don't need a pasuk to teach us that. And so how could you say that's the purpose of the pasuk? Answer the Gemara Itzrach. Salkadat chamina, we might have thought, hoivel ksim minabaka u minatzayin. It doesn't just say minabaka minatzayin. It has the extra vav. And since it has the extra vav, command ksiv yachtu dami, maybe the halacha is that it means both. And as Rashi explains, what the Gemara means to say is that you don't have the word, you don't need the word yachtov. As long as there's an indication that it might mean both, it's enough to learn that way. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yosha the Omar. Rabbi Yosha, who actually says that the pasuk says, Kiish ashikalas ovivas imay mois yumos. Davgav the like siv, even though it doesn't say the word yachtov, command Diksiv Yachtov Dami. He treats it as if it says Yachtov. And that's why we need a pasuk that teaches us that you chayef for one alone. As the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin of Samach Vav Amud Aleph teaches us, the pasuk says Ve'isha Sheyakalas Aviv Ves Imay. Only Aviv Imay. Aviv Shlei Imay. What both? Aviv Shlei Imay. Imay Shlei Aviv. One alone. Tamalayma. Aviv Imay Kilel Dam Above. Aviv Kima. The pasuk says Aviv Kilel Imay Kilel. So Rabbi Yishai has a new limud. Otherwise, we would say both. So if that's the case, Lebai, we should require a pasuk. How do we say that the pasuk ben abakim ben atzoyin is coming to eliminate that there's no nosachim ben oif? How we know that maybe the pasuk is coming to teach us that you have to bring both? Ksiv, we know it that you could bring one im oile kabana ben abakar im tzoyin kabana. Vidach Reb Yonason, who says that we learn that pasuk, that we have the other pasuk. What does he learn from this pasuk? Says the Ma Itzruch Sakadat Chamina Hani Mili B'Mefarish. If somebody explicitly said, "I'm bringing only one," the halacha is you only have to bring one. Avol B'Stama. If somebody was not explicit, maybe the halacha will require that since the pasuk says, that maybe you have to bring both. Mulebaye Metavayu under standard circumstances, you should have to bring both. That's why we have another pasuk min abakim and atzoyin, that even if he didn't explicitly say that he's only bringing one, he only has to bring one.